Carolyn, so the mean this week is temperature?
Yeah, I think so.
And then, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago, it was altitude. Remember, we got into some argon business, and argon being the trebler, and then the noble gases.
Altimeter.
Mm-hmm.
Altimeter.
Is that an instrument that measures altitude?
It can.
So as you go up in altitude, these noble gases and also radiation has...
It might be insinuation.
Insinuation?
Potentially. Potential insinuation. That'll be the new, that'll be what you'll call the new pie.
What will be the new pie?
Potential insinuation.
Potential insinuation is the new pie?
Dude.
So with all this altitude stuff that was going on a couple weeks ago, that, would that have to do with these spheres, like the troposphere and the ionosphere?
Yes, it'll affect the lampstands, yes. It's good of you to bring it up.
Now, does one have to travel in an altitude?
Always. Otherwise, if you don't have platitudes, you'll never recognize the vicissitudes, Brian.
What's that have to do with the altitude?
If you never assail to a certain level, you won't know when you're not in that level or not. It's 11-11.
11. 11 in East Coast, where Ion is.
Hello, darling. Artist.
No, it's for her.
Roseanne.
I appreciate it. Hey, Ion, can vampires feed on somebody from a remote location?
No. They can, but they get their belly filled with dislocated blood.
Hmm.
Yeah? Y'all better trademark potential insinuation. It'll be gone by morning.
Hurry.
Yeah, hurry. Get your GoDaddy on right now. Hurry up. Get right.
So will there be an interplay between temperature and altitude? Would you require both
certainly.
Of them?
Most
okay,
certainly.
So are
there would be an interaction between the two.
Okay, are there other interactions required besides altitude?
Yes, there are. We didn't say. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, come on, Ion.
In the future. But no. Okay, if you re-clarify it, okay, then certainly when you say it like that, yes. Good. Okay. Well, no, that doesn't exactly apply because when it did apply, you're talking about a different conversation, so the intersecting points can't cross over that same medium. So that intersection would not apply. It could happen, but it does not apply. Okay? Now, between now and next week, if you ever listen to this again, when you get your questions lined up, that'll be your answers when you get to it then. Okay?
That was too many words, Ion. Let's go back and be specific on each.
You got to go forward. You got to go forward to get to the questions. We gave you the answer.
All right. We'll go forward, retrieving these past references and be specific on each one. Would that work?
It's okay with us. It's your dad.
Okay, it's my dad. How many other applications are there besides temperature and altitude?
Seven.
What's the other applications, Carolyn? We got altitude, we got temperature.
Specific gravity
contained,
brings up.
Contained in 14 rings.
All right.
Contained in 14 rings. So we got temperature, altitude. And you're saying specific gravity, which would affect the viscosity. Would that be an effect inside the cell?
It would represent that cell, yes.
Okay, inside the cell, when we got the, you know, like the Asher and it's moving, spinning, you got all this movement inside the cell. So the viscosity and specific gravity.
How many degrees of movement do you have? Brian?
Degrees of movement?
Degrees of freedom.
Okay, so there's, you know, as far as I know, I guess there's 14 degrees of freedom.
Excellent.
Which, name them? I'd have to look them up, but you got pitch and yaw and sway or... Now, a couple of those degrees of freedom seems to have to do with, like, a antennas or radio waves, because you've got, what's the...
Potential for movement of energy from a frequency base, maybe. We'll give you that, but we're going to undermine it, so don't worry. Don't get too lost in it. Hold that until you master the lampstand.
How about sonar fractal effect? Application.
You mean Weber gas grills.
What's the Weber gas grills got to do with the sonar fractal application?
Fractals are contained in Weber gas grills.
When you look up Weber gas grills, they say gas charcoal. Is some charcoal involved with Weber gas grills, Ion?
Yes.
So is that what you're alluding to, something about carbon?
No. We're talking about fracking.
What's fracking have to do with a fractal?
Using gas.
It's gas. It's a freaking frack. It's just a frack. It's just a frack, man. Just a frack.
Would a fractal be classified as an antenna or some sort of receiver?
No. But you can put a tarantula in your shoe.
So it is, that doesn't apply then. I mean, you can do it, but it's not really going to get you anywhere.
You're talking about antenna. And so
now,
arachnid can be placed in your shoe.
And arachnid. Is the lymphatic system in the body, is it a fractal?
We already answered that question, and you said we were too many words, but we'll say it again. It can be at the intersection point, yes.
At the intersection points. The intersection points of the lymphatic system?
No, wait a second now. You're talking about lipids or the lymphatic system. They're different.
He said the lymphatic system.
Yeah, my question was, is the lymphatic system of the body a fractal?
And we already answered that. Is there an echo in here? Where the lines intersection, those would be considered, yes.
Everything's a fractal.
Okay, no, those would be considered.
Not necessarily. You're not a fractal. We wish you were, but you're not.
You wish I was a fractal?
Your engager, the chairman of the Itty Bitty Kitty Committee.
I'm not getting your answer. You're saying that the intersection point, you're talking about the lymph nodes?
This is fractal.
Pickles, is that you?
Are the intersection points, are they the lymph nodes, Ion?
Nodes, yes, they're nodes.
No.
Who's that?
No.
This is MJ imitator.
In a bucket.
Ridiculous. The intersection points are not the nodes.
It kind of sounds like Casey Kasem and the American.
Okay, Carolyn, do you get his answer? When I asked Ion if the lymphatic system is a fractal, and he's answered it twice now or three times, do you get his answer?
They said it can be at the intersection points. We asked if the intersection points are lymph nodes, and they said no. So the intersection points are elsewhere. Brian and I would like to know, where are the intersection points? We want to know.
In the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is connected based on which vortices, Dr. Dean.
Based on what vortices?
On the vortices in the sphere, in the geosphere.
You're talking about the vortices external to us in the outer kingdom relate to the lymphatic thing.
Remember the Cheerios with the heart, and you're connecting charge. You're connecting charges, and you made the little drawing, and you drew it out of that with the seeds, and you made it all the positive marks and connected it, and made the shape of the little heart.
Mm-hmm.
Those heart points would be what you call the vortices.
Ion,
so
why
you're
are
saying the super sugar that we're taking has vortices in it?
At those angles or those bonding points.
Yeah, see, this is where the inner kingdom, the outer kingdom, the middle kingdom, they all interpenetrate. So, you know, how long empire is, how many seasons of empire are connected to the angles of the vowel vortices and your body parts and the lymphatic system? Aren't I correct, Ion?
No.
Aren't I fucking correct?
No.
They're all laughing, Ion, but I'm correct, right? I'm correct.
No, you're not. It's Nucky Thompson. It's not that Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, it's Nucky Thompson. Yeah, the wrong TV show. Yeah, Boardwalk Empire. I'll put my notes. Bob makes cosmic connections. Bob makes it 5:23. Awesome connection.
Okay,
that's hilarity.
That's Bob's perspective and Bob's world. What is it in yours, Carolyn?
Well, what he's talking about is the formula that I'm supposed to be, or I have drawn.
Easy,
and I'm supposed to be
easy. Yeah,
okay,
easy.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's the formula for C122H197098, where the CH and O connect at certain points in that formula. It's creating vortices that relate to your question.
On those angles, from the pivot point, and those and that kind of bonds, you have too many. Remember, you have too many charges to connect.
The challenge is making it fit.
And when you get them all connected and fit, the carbons in place, they fit ionically from the shape of the heart. That's how it connects.
Mm-hmm.
You make an inside-out and covalent bonding that allows those interactions to connect. And that's from a vorticiacal, vorticiacal position in those angles.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the specific ones. And yes, smart ass, that does have to do with Brian's lampstands, by the way.
That has to do with all of this that you're talking about. This is all taking place in the lipids?
Yes.
Well, the lymph and the lipids. The question was about the lymph, Brian.
Well, okay, but I was asking specifically about the lymph system. It's not necessarily, well, it doesn't,
no,
it's not strictly.
We were marrying it. So,
yeah.
Got it?
Is that the smoke? Is that what makes the smoke?
What smoke are you talking about?
What you smoking,
about,
honey?
I'm talking about the smoke with the carbon particles.
That's real.
You talked about smoke and revelation, Ion.
We talked about the smoke monster and Lost, too. And a smooth Cohiba is very good, too, and a good 3-hour cigar. And we don't recommend that you smoke snuff. It's not good.
You referenced the smoke as being the bride of the lamb.
Yes. And we also like smoked pork chops.
What's the topic, Brian?
I was going to just ask another question. I don't know where I'd get with it, but I think it's in Matthew. I don't know if he's referring to the body, but he talks about when the eye becomes single, then the body is filled with light. Does that have anything to do with the pineal gland?
I have a word for Brian, I think.
Hello?
Matthew 4:1-11.
Yeah. When thine eye be single, then the whole body is filled with light. Would you explain that?
Matthew 4:1-11.
That's where the quote comes from, right?
That's what the answer to your question.
Well, let's see here. I'll look it up.
Please yourself.
What was that meaning when you say that? When you say please yourself?
Well, basically what we mean is that if you complete the light yourself, then we most certainly may disappoint you.
Well, you see, you're always saying our eyes are lying to us. Our lying eyes, we don't see. Well, you're always picking on the eyes. What about the ears? Our ears, what we hear, is that a lie? What about our taste buds? Are our taste buds lying to us? Come on, man. People are always making comments about, you know, I do see this, or I don't see that, then you go on this.
There are none so blind as those who will not see. Let them who have ears to hear, hear. That's all that is.
All right, here, let's go at it this way. This is your quote, Ion. You say our lying eyes because you say what we see is not real. Right? Isn't that your phrase, what we see is not real because of our lying eyes?
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, Bob. And when he fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterwards, he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came into him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth
right
from the mouth of God.
And what's that have to do with what we see is not real?
Oh, that was the first temptation. The second is Luke 4, 9 through 12. Then the devil took him up to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God.
So what's Matthew pointing out in other words besides the ones that he wrote?
Mark 1:13.
Well, let's see. Four. But he answered and said, it is written. Oh, okay, you got that out of Matthew. That was in, I guess I should have looked up the exact verse.
Ta-da. Not your first rodeo, eh?
No, it's not my first. Won't be my last. There'll be many more, Ion.
We thank you so good when you finally get to sleep.
How about this? Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Can you explain that quote?
Certainly. Ask Dr. Dean to describe what a fissure is. It's a pitted hole where things get sullied and stuck in the wrong position. A fissure.
A fissure is like a cut through something, a gap. It's a problem. You get anal fissures. I never thought of fissures being some related to that quote.
Fissures? Well, they said fissures of men. I don't know how much more fair it could be.
Yeah, so gaps and cuts between men rather than fishermen. Cool.
Okay, that's misleading because
there's two kinds of people. There's the kind that's got piles and the people that's going to get piles. That's the one, Bob.
Yeah, Brian?
He's defining fissure in a different way, but...
We're just answering
like
questions.
Okay, but like what Carolyn was saying, it's misleading when you read Matthew because not only they're talking about fishers of men and they're talking about their nets and mending their nets and...
That's mesh. It never holds, but they apply mesh in the body, yes.
What about mesh in the body?
Herniations are repaired with mesh. It's not very safe, but they use it.
Yeah,
so
they
all of
mesh screens.
Okay, so this is all an analogy of something going on inside the body, right?
It's a possibility of another way of looking at those words, is what I think.
Well, I agree. I say that it's not even a possibility. I say it is. Say they were walking by the Sea of Galilee.
Ooh.
Yeah, read it out to us, Brian.
Well, I was just picking a quote. It's Matthew 4, and this is down all the way down at 18. It says, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James and the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him." This is Jesus asking these guys to leave their nets and their ships and follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. It almost goes back to what I was trying to get at anyway. What you see with your eyes, is it real? Follow me, and I'll show you what is real.
Yeah, and they followed them, and Peter and all those guys tore apart the church. They fissured the church.
And they got holes in their asshole.
That's very interesting.
Just like you said.
There's that repent business. See, for me, to repent is to know that you've fallen and you make the choice to get back
It's a pentagram. It's Bob's ridiculous dead bodies. It's fucking the pentad. The necrophilia. The necrophilia of Bob's five body.
That's repent?
When you do it twice, it is.
Okay, that doesn't make sense.
Well, see if you can ring up Bob. Ring, ring,
yeah,
ring.
Yeah, Brian, you ring, pent ring, once, ring. And then you repent the second time.
Ring, ring, ring.
He's a pastor.
And then he's saying it's the necrophilia of, so what are we doing? Are we spitting on Bob's bastard babies, making pearls out of them, or what?
No, that would be a knackered experience. This is a
big thing. Oh, a knacker. That's knacker, not, okay, I'm sorry.
Mental.
Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring.
It's a genius. It's like you can test.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're not available right now. But if you please leave your name, your number, and a brief and detailed message, we'll return your call at our earliest convenience. Beep.
Okay, so Carolyn, can you explain what Ion was explaining to you about what we were talking about earlier with the intersection points. This is a quiz.
Network. If had this been an actual emergency, you'd have already put your knees between your legs and kissed your ass goodbye.
Well, Lipton, Bruce Lipton, all those guys are going into the way the body communicates, and I think they're sort of getting to the point where...
Well, let's ask Ion. What is Lipton missing, Bruce Lipton? What's he missing in their epigenetic emphasis?
Asthmatic communion.
Asthmatic communion.
Asthmatic communion.
Yeah, that song, Bob. You know the asthma song?
There's an asthma song?
Yeah, by a group called Frack, and he is talking about fracking here.
You got to be kidding me. Say it ain't
we
so.
We do not kid.
No, that's how they relate. This is Finnegan Ease. So what was the topic I just found out about so I can write it in?
Buddy Lipton.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Lipton, Mrs. Nothing. Misses the fracking video.
What they've been trying to figure out is how does the body communicate within itself? You know, how do the cells communicate? And, you know, it's a big deal, like, because there's instantaneous communication sometimes, and so it can't be through the
What was the phrase Ion just used? asthmatic communion.
Asthmatic
communion, right, Mrs. Asthmatic communion.
Is it the way the body and the cells communicate, a sonar fractal application? Within the cells, it's a sonar fractal application. Isn't that the cellular communication? Yes, no, maybe. It's in the palm of your hand, baby.
You guys gotta get refocused, being too silly. Focus on my questions, my patterns.
What's your question? And, what's your patterns, Bob?
Empire Boardwalk, fracking, cellular change, asthmatic communion, and new cells and new song.
Those are notes.
The guy who's
through. Those are notes,
stuff.
Bob. Those are your notes. You're reading your notes.
Yeah, I'm reading the notes.
And Hendiades.
Hendiades, Brian, right there.
One by means of two. So let's take one by means of two and apply it to something, because it means absolutely fucking nothing. One by means of two. Unless you can say this is exactly how this phrase applies, what good is it?
The second phrase is being redundant. So I is giving the same answer to every possible topic here.
One by means of two? Hendiades, is that the answer?
He's doing one by means of one, while we go hendiatic and go one by means of two, three, four, five, six, seven. We keep going around the answer and ignoring it by bringing up different questions.
One by 3.145, whatever the new pi is. All right, floor is open. I guess I'm done.
Floor is open.
Ion, does one of those seven applications that Brian was trying to list, is one of those spin?
There's seven. Yeah, I don't know what the other
Ion, what did you say about five? What did you say about spin just now, Ion?
Okay. Pickle, is that you?
That's not pickle. Pickle ain't here.
The examples you listed as vortices, like the tornado and water spouts, it creates a spin in one direction, in a clockwise or counterclockwise.
Yeah, then that depends on which side of the equator you're on. If you're north of the equator, it spins clockwise. If you're south of the equator, it spins counterclockwise. Is that right?
Lord, suffering cats. Do you understand what you're asking?
Hell no, I ain't got a fucking clue what I'm asking.
You need us to explain that north of the equator spins counterclockwise and south spins counterclockwise. And it's reversed if you have a mirrored image of it, if you have a rear view mirror experience regarding it. Or let's say, what if you're in south of the equator and you're using a mirror to see north of the equator? Which way would the wind blow, Bob?
Up your anus.
Oh, come on, Bob.
It's supposed to be up your anthropomorphic ante.
I'm getting a little fucked up. I need some ice cream.
He's looking for some Lilliputian nookie.
Midget talk.
Well, Ion did say at one point, they said the troposphere was the gateway to the septet.
The gateway to the what?
The septet.
And the tic tac.
There was a huge conversation about the atmospheres a while back.
Plural. Very good.
Good work, Susanna. Good retrieving things. The troposphere? What's the name of the sphere?
Retrieval. Anthropomorphicity. Retrieval, anthropomorphicity.
So, Susanna, as you go through each different sphere that you're speaking of, the troposphere and stratosphere, are the dominant trebler's different?
They can be. They can vary.
They vary between the spheres.
Between the position of the sphere. That's what you're asking.
No, I'm not asking that, Ion. I'm just...
You will be in a minute. We'll be there. We'll be waiting.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
You get there. Okay.
Argon came up a couple weeks ago about being the trebler within one of the spheres, within all of the spheres. In those different spheres, are there, like, is Argon the trebler in a certain sphere or several of the spheres, and then as you get into the other spheres, you get a different noble gas or a different radiation takes over as a trebler?
If you have a full valence shell, it's non-reactive, it's monoatomic.
So when you're saying if you have the full, did you say beta shell?
Valence.
So therefore, you're encompassing all of the spheres in the full valence shell.
Sulfur normally occurs in a rhombic or monoclinic forms.
He's talking to you now, Carolyn.
Yeah. Yep.
And
I have another note
H2SO4, goes to SO2 plus H2O.
I have another note here that Ion said connecting to all spheres will increase in the new environment. All atmospheres, I think that was my shorthand. Connecting to all atmospheres with increase in new environment goes beyond the heliosphere.
Argon, sulfur, chlorine, phosphorus, nitrogen.
Are those the different elements in the, what is it, angel diagram?
Well, there was four.
Just answering the question. Carolyn is making copies.
Ian, when you talk about the AL2SO4, is that related to the chemtrail aluminum barium dispersions?
No.
At least, hey, you got a direct answer.
Yeah, that was Jim's question, but I wonder if what is causing this shift in the aluminum background that it seems to be shifting so radically? Where is the source?
Exhalation.
The shift of the molar mass of AO2SO43, 3.421509 grams per mole. That's changing. 3.41. That's the answer to your question.
So you switched the 1 and the 4. You went from 3.14 something to 3.41?
No, that's not pi. This is the molar mass of the AO2SO43.
But it sounded like you said 3.14 something and it's changing to 3.41.
That's 342.1509.
Wow.
And it's changing 2 grams per mole and it's turning into 3.42.1.
Carolyn, okay. Can you translate that?
No.
She would, but she'd had to have you killed. So the atomic weight of the aluminum is 26.9815386. And the sulfur would be 32.065. And the oxygen atomic weight would be 15.9994.
And that's in the new environment or the environment now?
Always.
If it's always, why are we saying it's changing, which means it was and now it's different?
You can do some fun things with the NaCl2 and the CuSO4, 5H2O. But, you know, you got to get ethanol in there, and that's when it gets sideways. But that's Dr. Dean Land. That's a boring world except for Dr. Dean Land. Don't you agree?
This new environment that you quote all the time with the formula, is this something that we will consume, something we'll eat?
It will consume you.
It will consume me.
You won't eat it. It'll eat you.
And when it eats me, what's the result?
Gilbert Grape.
What is that?
That was a movie, wasn't it?
There was a movie, Eating Gilbert Grape.
Yay, you connected the dots.
What happened in the movie?
His mama was fat and she died and they burnt the house up around her.
Was that a burnt offering?
Ashes to asses and sluts to dust.
In the small town of Endora, Iowa, Gilbert Grape, played by Johnny Depp, is busy caring for Ernie, Leonardo DiCaprio, his brother with a developmental disability, as they wait for many tourist trailers to pass through town during the yearly ritual of camping at a nearby recreational area. His morbidly obese mother, Bonnie, gave up on life after her husband hanged himself 17 years earlier. So a typical American story.
So what's it mean when this guy got consumed? That's what I want to know.
He got consumed by a fire. Looks like that.
But this new form, or the form of the environment, would you call it fire?
We'd call it asses to ashes and sluts to dust.
Okay, I don't know what that phrase even means.
It's just a big joke. Asses instead of ashes, sluts instead of another word,
dust.
It's also a title of a Squidbilly episode that applies.
Now the truth comes out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is fire significant in the new environment, Ion?
Yes.
You see how it does relate to TV shows? See how I connect? You have to go beyond biology. If you go beyond different subjects and interrelate them all, like Finnegan's Wake, that's the way we're talking here.
Is fire the catalyst for the carbon?
No, for the next season of Squidbillies. You got to make those connections, or that's what Ian's speaking from.
But I'm trying to make it a connection to the new environment.
Well, that is all the media that we're talking about. It's all about me, right? And I contain all these environments.
Yeah, but it's vague,
different
though.
Different angles of me.
It's vague and nebulous.
Is the new environment predominantly in the atmosphere, or is it in the water, or is it in the earth? They're all
no, Granny has to get a new glib clapper.
See, there's your squid bellies. You've got to practice looking at Finney's Wake or read the annotations, interrelate every known topic there is, because no categories apply anymore. No particular subjects. There are no subjects. Every word evokes every other word in the world of mortar.
And myth OD to my madness.
Yeah, myth OD to my madness.
What does that mean?
Many, many millions of connections that you can start saying, whatever comes out of your mouth, that's part of it.
So method to the madness, but also connection to meth, some sort, drug?
Yeah, we're drugged. We're drugged by the new environment.
So, and the main character in Empire in the last episode just found out that he was missing.
No,
spoiler alert.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
I thought, why would you even watch
that?
It's terrible.
All the TV I watch is terrible. I just want to see how it relates to me. I make the connections.
Wow.
It's all about me. It's always about me. User is the content. It can be about you, too, if you get trained in it, trained in this method that Ion's teaching you.
There's a mass of minutes in the method.
Yeah, it actually didn't complete the syllables there. Did you get those syllables going?
More or less.
Massa minus in the method.
More or less in the method.
He's now talking Finnegan-y. That's pretty good, Aya. Get ready, people. It's not going to be in English much longer.
No, it was something in the massage.
The method.
Method.
The method to the madness is in the massage.
Ian, would we be just as effective if we were all talking in angel talk?
No, no. But in episode 16, Burned and Reburned Again, that's a good one.
Of what show?
Squidbillies.
Reagan, when we get to the new environment, we can put an in-ground pool and all the out-ground pools that are there.
You see,
yeah,
they're pretty good at kind of making
38.
Connections about
38. That's when 38. That's when 38 special shows up. He's after Crystal.
What about when is early and he says, "Yeah, I know Dan Halen." Like, genius.
And David Allen, CEO.
Is that from the Dead Hooker one?
No, that's God's Bro.
Yeah, that is. But what were you?
And
which one
were
you?
Does it make a reference to Bubba Trouble?
Well, when the granny needs a new glib glabber, didn't they, in the end, I feel like she ends up saying something about, oh, yeah, well, every 30 years or whatever, it doesn't matter anymore or something? There's some kind of cycle where they had devoted all this time to getting her glib glabber.
No, they just had to call on the power of Jesus to heal granny, but they didn't have the cashy money to pay for the new glib glabber transplant.
And did the power of Jesus work? That's what I don't remember.
It made them fishers of men.
Made them fishers
of men. Hell
yes,
it did. No one said it wouldn't. No one said that Moses was married to Sarah either.
What are you talking about?
Ion.
She's applying my method using multi-sensuous connections. She's not very good at it, but at least she's attempting it, Brian. You should learn so much yourself.
Attempting to do what?
Multi-connections in all directions.
Multi-connections in all directions. So
we
take a topic and then we just quote a song, a TV show, a book, a magazine, a newspaper.
And then you let Dr. D get specific.
Survival of the dumbest. It's the one that Rusty seeks the truth to, how man came to be. However, Erdy, Granny, Leo, and the sheriff aren't good preachers.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, Chad. Hey. How you doing, Chad?
Hi, Ion. I'd like to know why I've been drinking so much carbonated water lately.
More CO2.
Are my cells requiring CO2?
When you consume it, do you like it?
Yeah, it's very enjoyable. It's actually preferable to regular water.
Then do it. Sprinkle a little scotch into it, too. It's real good.
What kind of water is it, Chad?
It's carbonated clean water. Like
scotch water is better.
Carbonated screen water.
No, just carbonated water.
Well, he said screen.
I did not. I said carbonated plain water.
Okay.
Carbonated water, there's no flavor or anything.
Ion, keep
Have, wait till you get some living water and you'll never be thirsty again. It'll be great.
How's those bottles coming? Is the bottler coming around?
It's too embarrassing to talk about.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't
JW's
talk about
all
it.
All screwed up over the bottle size. You can't
never
let
mind.
It go. You can't
never
let it
mind.
Go. You can't let it go.
You can't let it go.
Leave me out of it. I know nothing about the project.
Bob, you know nothing about the project, but are you taking it?
No, I'm not taking it yet. No, it hasn't been given to me. Neither has the Coldplay been given to
me. It's called Office Politics Trouble, Episode 6.
Is there a glib glabber involved?
No. Early concocts a popular new beverage. Watch that one.
I like to know why so many people are going crazy around me lately.
MJ says the same thing. You two are in the same warp zone or something?
Well, even people that are, like, just acquaintances are also telling me that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you're special, so the best place to secretly share this information is right here in front of everybody and put in the logs to be in the Epiphany of Forever Dumb. And 1,000 years from now, you'll come back with your cassette tape player and reel-to-reel and listen to this answer again. But do you really want it this way?
No, I'm talking about in, like, the Outer Kingdom level. There seem to be a lot more people lately that are being admitted into psychiatric wards, at least in this city. And I was wondering if it had to do with certain changes in the environment that are recent.
Well, yeah. I think it has something to do with the environment changing. It might have something to do, we mentioned something about the environment changing to a new formula. We mentioned something about Bob blowing up Fukushima. And we talked about doubling the number of rats that it takes to kill you. And we talked about the Chaldea blowing up. And we talked about the Mississippi River running the other way. And we talked about them wiping off Joplin, Missouri off the earth, and it that went long. And then we've talked about the plates shifting again and Alaska bumping into Hawaii. And, yeah, we talked about those things. We kind of covered those things sort of a little bit. So the thing you're asking us about would be some of those same kind of things, maybe.
But you talked about that quite a while ago, and now I'm starting to see it. Is it just that I didn't allow myself to see it earlier?
Well, we were in the echoing, see. When you were out castle hopping, it wasn't too odd.
You were echoing?
Yes, we were telling you then what we're telling you now. We were telling you then so we could tell you now. We already told you. When you were out castle hopping, you didn't notice the infirmities of all the world. But once you got caught in the side and in the sideways, it was okay. It was perfectly sane to walk through the portal of a tree. That's okay. But after a little while, the insanity kind of catches. But if you don't stay aligned with us, the incredulities, once you can't unknow, when you start barking hard, we bark back. I think there's a song. Bob, do you know that song? Have we ever played that song? Star Course, I think they call it.
Back in the day, you said you're here to help humans come into their power, but now you're saying that, you know, if we bark, you're going to bark back. Is that because you've taken over the role of humans coming into their power?
No, you are or you aren't. See, we were helping up until the point where you weren't. Then we're not helping if you're not going to. There's nothing to help. You see?
Okay, explain what you mean, though, by barking back.
Well, the labyrinth of your mind is a very tricky place. Do you remember Rod Sterling?
Yeah. Is the change to cannabis being legal going to continue at the same rate where it's going to be legalized all over the United States?
That's kind of obvious, isn't it?
It is.
What was your question, Jim? Your question was?
Well, just that it's going to continue to expand rapidly to be legal everywhere.
They're going to do it whether it is or it isn't, so it doesn't make any difference.
It's happening anyway, yeah.
It's a moneymaker.
That's the thing you shake. That's what you shake. You shake your moneymaker.
Yeah, shake that moneymaker.
Are the CBDs really as effective as a lot of the reports are coming out for cancer and other serious diseases?
We actually prefer BVDs. They're better. Never boxers. It stops that free-balling kind of stuff, Steve. The boxers just don't provide any level of foundational protection. You're just kind of out there in the wind. So
That's true. That's a true statement, Ion.
Sure. And now if you're interested in free balling, that's the way to go. But if it's all that and a bag of chips, you can just go without anything. So, you know what I'm saying?
You could get a
I know exactly what you're saying.
A trap door for real free balling.
Yeah. Where's number one? Bring number one back.
Hi, does 3-2-1 still apply?
It absolutely does. And it causes a level of insanity sometimes. When you're number one and when you can start to come into your place And when you get clear what your directive goals of what you're trying to do are, it's no wonder that those around you would engage in a spirit of lunacy.
You say it's no wonder, but...
It's what I've had to put up with for decades, Jed.
We could say wander, but you didn't like that, so...
What's that, Bob? You've had to put up with that for decades?
Yeah, people turning into lunacy around me.
Remember in the beginning, Ion, it was like, follow the fastest path to your joy, and then you updated it to joy is the fastest path to what is. Is there now another phase, a change of that to something else?
Fuck the foolery, let the sin begin.
But isn't sin subjective to whatever kind of religious beliefs people have?
Crazy, isn't it? Did you hear the word?
Crazy.
Crazy, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah, crazy.
Okay. Let's say the difference between card-carrying crazy and crazy that'll put you in the insane asylum.
Is that the same thing?
Maybe. If you embrace it, all of a sudden you're like Bob and you're a god. Go against it, and all of a sudden they put you away in a very, very, very smooth, celled room.
Okay, so it sounds like the same thing
just
as you've been saying all along.
Just saying.
Embrace it.
Fuck that. We didn't say embrace anything. We said if you can get it, go with it. If you hear it and can't get it, then sometimes you slip into the lunacy. You can't unknow.
Okay. Can you explain that a bit more about can't unknown? I don't think I've ever delved far enough into that. When you,
okay.
You say you can't know, you can't unlove, but people do. People unknow things.
No, they don't.
Them.
No, they don't. They don't know. They forget. They give it away. They don't unknow it because then they remember it. They put it back together. So they can't unknow. And they can't well, can you not unforget? So you can get a triple negative aspect of a non-issue.
Isn't that called remembering?
Well, maybe. We're just asking. I mean, so let's soften this one more time. The easiest way to say this is you get presented with this thing called non-physical. Now, you believe that or you don't. Now, if you do, that's one layer. You step into it. Then you go to the next layer. You step into that. And at a certain point, you have to embrace it and say, yep, this works. I'm going with it. I'm going for it. Or that's a bunch of hooey, and there's no such place as 121 Depot Street. And then it all stops right there. Well, eternity goes on. The world goes on. Your eternity goes on. But you separate yourself from that journey. Now, I mean, you're saying what we're saying is crazy, but it sounds to us like that's the epitome of what you're saying the lunatic asylum would be full of, those that know that they can come into their place of power and choose not to embrace the simple, simple, simple tenets that prescribe ascension and then wonder how you didn't get out of the loony bin.
But I'm not the one saying that non-physical is crazy. You made it sound like I was saying that. I've gone with it the whole way.
You certainly have, and that's why we're having this conversation right now. We're all good. We're giving the example of what happens when someone doesn't. And that's why we play over and over and over and over and over and over and over Dark Horse.
The Buzz Costin archetype. You know about that, Jed.
Yeah.
Buzz Posen flipped out when he couldn't find Depot Street on the Googler.
On the Googler.
Did he really flip out, or he just got anti-ion, you mean?
Oh, he got anti-ion.
There's no, and then flipped out. He's in another country, and then he's back, and then he's in, and he's under, and he's everything a rabbit can do to a stump. It's okay. It didn't bother us. See, it's like it's personal that it's supposed to be negatively affecting us, and we don't care. It's perfectly fine. We're just saying once you get exposed to it and you choose it and you go, okay, and then you can't live up to your own aspect of it, then what happens is you soon find yourself tarrying way too long in Jerusalem.
So that thing that you said to update joy's fastest path to what is, it was something like, fuck it, let the sin begin? Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jed. Okay. Everybody that knew me, and you knew a lot of them, some of them, that I brought to Iron Dome, every one of them flipped out and went the Buzz Kosten route, which shows you how bad of an influence I was on people. To the degree I influenced them, every one of them failed to make the cut in Iron Dome, except you.
But then don't a lot of people also transition 18 months after you meet them?
No, those are celebrities. They have to be famous people.
Oh, okay. Only if they're famous.
Anonymous people. The lucky nobodies.
Okay, they just get to go crazy. They don't get to transition.
Yeah, they just block and they end up going backwards and spiraling into nonsense. And then, they aren't here today
they come back,
enjoying the benefits.
Yeah, then they come back a generation later maybe and try to get back in.
I don't know. We haven't seen that yet. None of my so-called friends or colleagues have made the adjustment. I don't think of anybody except for you.
And do you find that that whole process, Bob, with you has accelerated since Ion came on board, that people are just really more sharply split into two different
buckets? No, I think that explains why Ion says, I'm a virus, I'm a lethal, I'm the devil. Anybody who was influenced by me was badly prepared for Ion.
Right.
I was
well,
too good.
I met you in
I was
Hawaii.
Too great.
So I actually,
they thought I was the greatest thing
ever
happened. Nothing could be greater than me, and they can't accept
it. I met you in Hawaii. I thought you might have been a software program on the phone and on the radio.
What, did you say you thought that? I missed the sentence there, Chad. When did you think that?
I said up until I actually met you in Hawaii, I thought you might have been a software program on the radio
right.
and on the phone.
That's true. I remember that, yeah.
Sing
I'm one evil
dude. Sing a
well,
song.
Look at Dr. Dean. She went totally nuts and survived it, though.
Sing a song of
she went nuts about 50 years ago. Tried to make herself deaf, and that didn't work.
Somebody would have to go deaf if they live with you.
Yep.
Ion, sing a song
sing
of what?
A song of sixpence.
So Ion keeps mentioning Dark Horse. I have heard people go over this song many times here already, so I don't know. Bob, should I even bother with that?
We would. Orange, minty blackbirds, a pocket full of rye.
I would like to know what 420 blackbirds have to do with anything right now.
A song of sixpence.
That's a different song to Dark Horse, though.
That's right.
Are you comparing Dark Horse to the song
of
sixpence?
Now we're telling you something. 420 blackbirds baked in a pie. When the pie was opened, the birds began to sing. Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king? The king was in his counting house, counting out his money. The queen was in the parlor, eating bread and honey. The maid was in the garden, hanging out the clothes. Along came a blackbird and snipped off her nose.
I would like to know
the song of sixpence by Mother Goose.
The fairy tale.
Oh.
Okay, nursery rhyme. Thank
nursery
you.
Rhyme.
It's a nursery ryme. Oh.
Okay.
A lot of these nursery rhymes were telling a story about something else.
Right, and I'm asking, I would like to know the relation between this song of sixpence and Dark Horse, if that's what you're trying to connect it to. Ion, are you trying to connect the song of sixpence to Dark Horse?
No. There are two parts. The answer to sing a song of sixpence was the answer to a question. The other aspect of what happens to people when they go with us and then turn away from us, what happens to them? That's a different conversation that applies to Katy Perry's Dark Horse.
Okay, so in the song of sixpence, the woman that got her nose snipped off, that was the one who went against Ion? Is that it?
Yeah, basically.
I'm the Dark Horse, Chad. Nobody thought that I'd pull this off, Lockdown Bob Rule. So I think I heard Ion just say that there for a second.
So, Ion, is that the reason for bringing Dark Horse up? You just want to talk about how cool Bob is?
Never.
Okay, I got to remember. You're talking about the Dark Horse song because you want to show what happens when someone decides they want to come into their power and then they have second thoughts and then start barking at them and they bark back. Is that it?
that sense of it's not just number one, we don't care, remember, but it separates and puts a segregated position that you can overcome.
Okay, so if I said, you know, non-physical, I've had enough of this ascension, I don't like it, fuck you, then basically I'm going to get blown back even harder by non-physical?
No, not necessarily, but you can't unknow what you know. We can't sit here and say, number one, you ridiculous little twit, you can't go live in castles in Europe. You say, you're full of shit, I do it, I have done it. I did it. We go, oh, what a marvelous creator you must be. Tell us more. And then you talk about all the other wonders and various fabulous things that you've also had the capacity to engage. That's also wonderful. But you can't unknow that. And then to say, oh, no, that never really happened. That was within the labyrinth of your mind. And you go, oh, no, wait, yes. No. The next thing you know, you check yourself in, start getting crazy. We're not saying it's a plot.
Or anybody associated with you, Chad. Or, you know, you get
right,
that.
Or anybody associated with you, of course.
Okay, yeah, I remember back.
I get that, too. Some people are crazy by injection.
So this song, Dark Horse, I remember back in 2010, you, in reference to me, played a song called God Walks the Dark Hills. So
yeah.
Can you please illustrate why you're using the word dark in these cases?
Okay.
I'd like to know what darkness is from your perspective.
That's not what you're asking. God walks the dark hills. You are in the place that folks don't want to go. You hold that bastion. That's why you're very good at what you do. Well, no, actually, you're very good at what you do because we help you. But that's another conversation. But you already know that. You're not even worrying that. You kind of go with it. You're like, yeah, it's really cool being me. So good. Good for you. And the support continues as the beat goes on. Do you realize that many people would forfeit themselves from their genitalia to be number one? Number one.
So that dark place that you're talking about is just somewhere that other people don't want to go, but I like going there.
No, it's not a dark place. It's just a place that few people can go. Dark is not a bad. Dark does not mean bad.
And then dark horse, it could have been white horse. I want to know why it's dark and not a white horse.
Because you can't see it coming. Can't see a dark horse coming in the night. Someone will come at you like a dark horse. You can't see it coming. And that's why you get committed to the same asylum.
Is it the same as or similar to a nightmare?
That's exactly what it is. How very clever of you. It's amazing. Brian can go to sleep and figure out everything under the sun except the lampstands. Isn't that amazing?
What? There's lampstands?
Lampstands? You mean there's lampstands? There you go.
What did Brian just figure out, Chad?
Nightmare
is a
dark horse.
A mare is a horse. Brian connected dark horse, nightmare.
And not to a dream, but to a night horse.
A horse, of course. The horse, of course, is a famous Mr. Ed. Yeah, that one. Ion sings the theme song to the Mr. Ed show, Bob.
Okay, so basically, when somebody has no problem, you know, these people on the phone call, for example, have no problem going through ascension, maybe get crossways with themselves occasionally, but generally continue to move with the dark horse. Is that all we do is just come on this phone call and chit-chat? Seems like, at least from my perspective, I don't have any more questions about the same question I had a few years back, was like how to ascend and all that. It just seems to be carrying on just fine. And now the only questions that are really interesting are, like, talking about stuff Bob talks about, which is not related to me, but general stuff. So have I overcome my a little man self, I suppose, that needs to ask questions of how to become a big man? Is that the reason why?
Well, riddle us this. When the pie was open, the birds began to sing. Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king?
Is that pi as in P-I?
D.
Okay. Dainty dish to set before the king. So the king had a pie set in front of him.
An ark, as it were.
I don't see the word ark in this song, in this lyrics.
What shape is a pie?
Okay, pie is composed of ark.
Now, witty one, clever one, this is that part that you don't have any questions regarding, because there's nothing interesting. But yet, we're just saying the simplest riddle of this riddle, we're having to even clear up here. So the fun engagement of being number one is that you get to reinvent it, redevelop, reorganize, reorchestrate, redefine, redefer. And because you're able to do that very well, no problem. But your question, your original question that you started off with in the hour was, hey, Ion, how come everybody I fuck around with goes fucking crazy? What's up with that? And MJ, or whoever else you're referring to, hey, Ion, I'm talking to somebody. Next thing I know, they're loony as a tune. But they sign up for the cast of Warner Brothers. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Is it me? Am I making these people crazy? Am I the standard that is so grand and high of the rock that is higher than I and the holy hills? This earthly realm is but a prison. Bars of bones, oh my soul. But the walls of flesh are going to crumble.
The human bodies?
Can. If you don't ascend, it'll wither. It'll be like Wuthering Heights. Oh, Montague, Montague. The maid was in the garden hanging out the clothes. Along came a blackbird and snipped off her nose. Ta-da! So the simplest conversation now here becomes is you must seize and delight yourself. Find a way to. You can engage with us. We're with you all the time. We help you all the time. So do what you do very well.
I didn't get this verse that you're talking about. When the pie was open, the birds began to sing. Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king?
That's our question to you. You asked us a question. Our answer was sing a song of sixpence. Now you have something else to ponder, some interesting question to anomalate. Is that a word, okay, Bob? Anomalate.
Yeah, it's a good word.
When you quantitatively answer or define an anomaly, is that to anomalate?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dean is laughing.
When the pie was open, anomaly. Yeah, I got it.
Here's the anomaly.
When the pie was open.
MJ wrote in, location, wow. He goes, that was fucking strange. It was not me, in brackets, this me, but it sounded like me to me. I think I'm going to lay down for a bit. Holy shit, that was fucking strange. So, you know, MJ's going fucking nuts here. We're driving crazy.
And he's just a watcher. Just think what happens to the people that really engage with you. How about them crackers?
The
really,
pie.
What he went in with, he was looking back to see if he could look him back to see if he was looking back to see if you were looking back at me. You were cute as you could be when you were looking back at me, and you were cute as you could see as you were looking back at me. Right?
Yeah, I've had that experience. Sure. I already had that.
Excellent. Yeah. See, that's why it's so much fun. You can't take people down that path and then decide no, and them not go stone cold rock fucking crazy. You heard me?
I hear you.
You can't do that. And every
can't take
them
down what path?
You
can't drag someone else down the path.
You can't go into Chad's world.
You can, but you can't turn against it. You see.
You can't go into Chad's world and then turn against it. Got it. Okay, Ion.
That explains something, Chad.
It's separate. So, in essence, what's happened is we have saved you from the queen within the parlor eating bread and honey. Now you are saved. How wonderful. You know, it's wonderful. Now, we need a new queen. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Oh, now you got
to go. Now you got to
go. Everybody's lining up. Yeah.
Do we need a new queen or just the one to occupy the room? Number one.
Now you got suitors. Look at you. The sirens going to be lined up. Lord of the harvest. Won't this be a sight to behold?
Land shakes alive. Laws, laws.
A Goshen.
Oh, happy
the land shakes a Goshen.
I'm going to get
day.
My hair
now,
did for
you
this
asked
land.
To hand in me. That's right. That's right, honey. Get your quiff quaffed, honey. Then you can be like your little buddy in 50 Shades of Grey with his just buck hair. It'll be great fun.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
okay.
Christian Grey.
So, the pi is a pi ion, or is it mathematical arcs that are being represented here?
No, see, the whole point of being number one is that you don't have anything to ask and you know everything, so there's nothing interesting to talk about. So this is what you get to figure out. You ask the question. The better word would be, hey, Ion, I asked a question and you answered it was sing a song of sixpence. Do you remember my question?
To ask you if I remember my own question?
Yeah. Do you ask your own question?
Yeah, we already established that. It was the whole thing about the crazy, and then you took me to this song. Now I'm trying to do an exegesis on this song with you because I'm finding something to talk about because I have no personal questions because everything's all right with me. So
wait,
I would like
wait,
to know I am you. What the pie is.
Why,
is it a pie?
That's why you get paid the big bucks.
Okay, enough about me. Let's talk about the fucking pie.
We adore you, though. You're number one. That's the fun.
Okay, thank you.
That's
yes, wonderful.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it, and I'm with you
yeah.
all the way.
We
okay?
know. We
now,
know.
What the fuck
we
is
Ion,
pie?
Ion, you're stalking Chad.
Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, I get it. Ion's trying to be the first one in line. I get it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
Ion.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That's
it.
What the song
it.
Is. Okay.
Well, we have
that's
seen you without your clothes on, so what you going to do?
Right. You're the
so
only one
right,
here who's seen me without my clothes on, Ion. Got it.
Probably right.
So,
Probably right. That's okay. Because the king was in the counting house counting out his money.
Which I love doing, yes. And the queen
yes,
was in the parlor eating bread. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We go through this linearly, Ion, and start with the fucking pie. Ion, I would love to know what the pie represents in this poem.
Oh, okay, go to one before it, the clip before it. Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye. Well, first of all, a pocket full of rye.
Which is what you told me to
drink.
For? In addition
yeah.
to... Probably water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rye whiskey. 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie.
Okay, 4 and 20. 4 and 20. 4:20? As in pot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
baked
so
in a pie.
Are you saying, Ion, are you saying to consume rye and pot?
Yes. Instead of Bubba Kush or Pussy Kush, try blackbirds.
Blackbird? Okay. Smoke some blackbird.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And when the pie is open, the birds will begin to sing. The blackbirds will begin to sing. And that might be a dainty dish to set before the king. And I guess the question mark there is, are you a king? Oh, no, we'll have to do it the best way, like Gozar, the Gozerian in Ghostbusters. Number one, are you a god?
Yes.
Okay. Now, point settled. If you didn't know, then we got a problem, you see. So then it would be a danger.
Okay.
No.
So literally bake a pie and put blackbirds in it and rye.
Yeah. Dude.
Are you saying smoke, like roll up blackbirds, and, like dry them out and smoke them like as if they were marijuana?
No, it's a type, not Bubba Kush, not
okay, so it's a strain
Kush.
Of pot. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so we set this pie before the king, and the king is asked if it was a dainty dish, and the king says, yeah, it's a dainty dish. And the king's in his county house counting all his money.
No. Was not that a dainty dish to set before the king? The question was, is are you or are you not a king? That's the question.
Okay, yeah, and we got that. So
but that's what that includes.
Got it. The king is in, was in his counting house counting out his money. All right. Is there
that'd
anything
be Bob.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that
that'd
cool? He didn't even have to call Nelson. Isn't that great?
Nelson Thal. Didn't Nelson Thal get arrested for having pot or something?
Yes, for having a gun and pot, but he was legally allowed to have both. Medical marijuana, that's a 2005 in Toronto, and he had a police license or something. He could have a gun.
So,
but the police...
Is he another guy
that
went in the... Yeah.
Yes, he's one of the guys that didn't make the leap. He didn't make the leap before Ryan showed up. I guess he saw it coming.
Okay. So, Ion, the king was in his county house counting out his money, and that's you're saying that's just literal? God, the
that's
king
me.
Is counting his
Isn't
money.
Isn't that me?
You don't even know how much ice cream costs. How the fuck are we
going
to let you count?
That proved it. We just proved. I'm not a greedy capitalist. We just proved it. My reverse psychology worked.
No. He's a liberal liturgist.
I'm a liberal union leader.
I remember being in Maui and seeing Bob count his money when he went up to the cash register to buy his chocolate popsicles. And he was debating with the cashier whether he got enough change back or not. So, yeah,
well, I didn't know what it was. I had
That's just because
was
he has
familiar
no
with
idea
the currency.
What it is. They could have given him an M, and he would have said, is this the right amount of change? And they'd say, yes, don't eat the W. Only eat the M.
M&M's, it's Marshall McLuhan currency.
Right, but if it's W's, don't do it. It's Woodrow Wilson. Don't eat the Wilson. Don't eat the McLuhan.
Okay, so the queen was in the parlor eating bread and honey. So obviously the queen has to be someone who wants to come into my world without pushing against it or they'll be in trouble. And the bread and honey, so that would be the bread of life?
Mostly,
okay, what else?
But you know, if they were the queen that didn't want to be the queen, that'd be crazy, wouldn't it, Chad?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
What's the name of this song, this sixpence song? Anybody know?
That's what it's called, Song of Sixpence. Ion, I'd like to know what this honey is. Is that normal honey or is it some special non-physical honey?
Special.
Okay, is that some new non-physical sustenance that's to come?
Yeah, insulinose. Super sugar.
Is it insulinose, Ion?
We didn't say.
Oh, maybe it's too hot.
No, it's that. For all intents and purposes, it is that.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, Bob. The maid was in the garden. Uh-oh, there's a maid in the garden, Ion. I'd like to know who the maid represents.
The queen, a parent.
So are you saying that the queen in the previous verse, the queen that was in the parlor, is the one that doesn't want to be the queen? And then the one in the garden, the maid, is the queen that's going to be the queen? Is that it?
The dowager princess, we're sure.
Which one is the dowager? The queen in the parlor or the maid?
Queen in the parlor.
What does that mean again? The dowager? Is that like the former queen? The widow.
If you got a computer and you can tell you how to spell Googler,
yeah,
you can get that. It's great. You can't believe that thing, but you got to know how to get you a good Googler, though.
The dowager would be the widow of a previous king.
Yeah.
So the queen in the parlor is the widow of a previous king. I'd like to know who the previous king was before me.
Maybe one that was not quite into his place of power.
In my case, would it be another Chad?
For sixpence, yes.
I don't get the connection there. I mean, six pennies.
Well, Okay. 6 cents. Not penny.
Oh.
Cents.
Like a 6 cents?
Chances are. But then if you had that well activated, you'd have listened to us and you wouldn't have had this conversation. Already.
You're saying if I had the 6 cents, I wouldn't have to have this conversation.
You would have already yielded to what we told you about your potential. And that's okay, because now you're back to here, right here, right now. And you can ramble around some more if you want to, but you come back right here, right now. It's all good with us. It's great fun without time. You can do all kinds of fun things. We can rewind it and start all over again if you'd like.
No, that's quite fine. So with older sessions from, like, 2009, would they be relevant at all?
More relevant now than then.
Oh.
No. We keep mentioning that there is no time. So, therefore, the timed elements don't become timeless until you remove the capacitor, the trebler, as it were.
Okay, but those of us who've been, you know, actively engaging ION and accepting our place of power, what's that capacitor doing? Is it melting away?
Inception.
As in the way the movie Inception carried out?
In some forms, but there's a definable word.
Okay, so the capacitor is subject to Inception? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
But it still probably doesn't make much sense. So the capacitor is subject to Inception, as in dreaming through dreaming through dreaming, or worlding through worlding.
The word Inception means?
The word Inception means to put basically an idea into someone's mind, and it grows. Like a thought, I think.
Well, how clever that sounds, doesn't it?
So the capacitor is subject to Inception. So ION, like, for, let's go back to my first session in 2009. You incepted the idea that, Chad, you can come into your power and you can live your ever-present godness.
We told you specifically to do a specific thing. Did you do it?
You told me to do a lot of different things.
Did you do it?
There's really only one thing that I haven't completely carried out yet that you told
me. That's the one.
The tricky thing.
Yeah, well, not to us.
Okay. All right. So, all right, let's finish up this verse here.
As we would jokingly play with you on the Tricks commercial, we'd say, silly faggot, dicks are for chicks. Grateful.
Okay, let's just close out this sixpence song. We're almost done here. So the maid was in the garden hanging out the clothes. If the queen who's in the parlor is the dowager, and you said the maid is the queen, what did you say?
Apparent.
So that means the next queen in line, is that right?
Do.
So the maid that is taking care of the grounds for the king is going to become the next queen.
Either that, or she rolled a fanny and burned off her nose.
So what's that all about, getting her nose pecked off so she can't smell?
I guess she rolled a fanny and set her nose on fire.
That's an interesting image. Right, yeah.
Well, just saying.
I'd like to know what the relationship is between the maid in the garden and then the king in the counting house. And what the blackbird chopping off the nose has to do with it.
The blackbird chopping off the nose is the maid sometimes will cut off their nose despite their face. And there's still potentially a good queen coming. But you haven't got the king's attention yet. But it's coming, don't you worry.
The maid hasn't got the king's attention yet? Is that what you said?
Correct. That's correct.
it's an interesting image of someone burning off their nose with some reefer. But maybe you're just saying that image because it's funny. I'll laugh about it later.
Hey, Chad, you're the maid. Did we get that far?
No, I'm not the maid.
No, he's not.
He said
the
waiting
maid.
For the king's attention. For the king's attention.
Okay, the maid is the queen apparent, meaning the next in line to be the queen, but the king hasn't noticed the maid yet.
Well, right. No, the maid hasn't made herself apparent to the king yet.
As in visually apparent.
Yeah. It's like the lady who went to the nursing home. She went to the nursing home, and she didn't have any panties on. And she went to the door, and she seen these old men laying in the bed. She slung her skirt up in the air, and she said, "Super pussy." And then she did it again, "Super pussy." And then they said, they're super splashing them, just showing them her little coochie, coochie, coo. And finally she got to the last room. She was going to get lucky here. Stan was in there all by herself. She slung up her skirt down, and she said, "Super pussy." And the little old man looked up, and he said, "Ma'am, I'll have the soup."
Yeah. That's a good one. So, Brian, what do you think of this Sixpence song?
When you got into the Blackbird thing, it reminded me of a song, a country song, a girl sang. It was called "Along Came a Blackbird," and the lyrics to that are kind of interesting.
What other lyrics?
No, the lyrics to the song just reminded me of that song, "Along Came a Blackbird," where you guys were talking about this song.
What's the song, "Along Came a Blackbird"? Is that the name of the song?
Yeah, it's the name of a song by Lila McCain or something, or McCain, or I don't know.
It's not a nursery rhyme. You're saying it's an actual song.
No, it was a hit on the country music charts there years ago. Now, go back to the original Queen part. What did you get out of the original Queen part? Something about that she's leaving?
It's down came a blackbird.
Down came a blackbird. Right. Not, I said along. I'm sorry. I had the wrong preposition. But anyway, the original Queen, did you run her off or did she leave of her own accord?
No, no. This is where Bob plays Patsy Cline's greatest hits.